Yeah, I mean, that's a job for a rainy day.
Okay.
Okay, so are we going? So three, two, are we recording now? Okay, three, two, one. Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Welcome to Between Two Racks.
With Mike and Sean.
How you doing tonight, Mike?
Good. I'm a little bit sore.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been going like hell trying to clear fence lines that haven't been cleared for a while, and so ripping around a chainsaw, and it's not like you're just having to cut stuff down. It's all kind of intertwined with barbed wire and fence posts, and it's challenging.
That old beetle kills a nightmare.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible. I mean, some of the stumps, if they're a little bit kind of rotten on the bottom or whatever, they'll cut pretty clean, but otherwise, if something's kind of been hardened or dead standing there, it's just you can't get a saw sharp enough. But mm-hmm. but there's been some big green stuff, you know, some 10 inch trees and stuff right alongside the fence, so it's probably been 20 years since this fence has been cleaned out. So it's after a day of that, your arms are pretty much, you have a new appreciation for the guys that used to pack like those Volkswagen Beetles with blades on them, and they used to fall trees for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've definitely got a different appreciation for those guys.
Yeah, back when the loggers were
men.
Men.
Yeah. Oh, not that you loggers out there aren't men. We're pretty sure you are. Yeah, that's not a jab. But yeah, definitely physically, being gone now for a while, your arms by the end of the day, I mean, they just feel like they're an extra foot longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but the weather, it hasn't been too hot, which is bad for, you know, growing anything. We've definitely got all the moisture we could use or need, but the only thing that's kind of got me smiling with this much rain and precipitation is any of these thunder and lightning storms that we've had in the past couple weeks.
Oh yeah, and there's no forest
no wildfires.
They've even opened up some burning bands.
Yeah, yeah. You know. So that's super good. I mean, every time we have, you know, a big light show out there in the evening, mm-hmm. you know, knowing that we have this much moisture, at least we're not worried about being burnt out. So, I mean, really, this is 2020. Like this is a crazy year. This is the craziest year of years. The last thing we need now is wildfires on top. I mean, we're going to be hit with something else.
Yeah.
That's probably going to happen. When you look at the way that this year came in and how it's rolling out, there's going to be something. There has to be something.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely.
Yeah. It's, I don't know what it is.
It's such a crazy year.
It's nuts.
So far.
It's nuts.
But, yeah, so what else? We did some bear hunting.
So we've been out a couple times. Anybody that's listening to the show knows that we wanted to do some filming. We really want to kick off our YouTube channel with kind of a bit of an adventure, you know, and so a video that, I don't know, what would it end up being, maybe 5 minutes long, 3 minutes long?
I have no idea by the time we put everything together.
Yeah, I mean, we've got quite a bit of good footage. We've got all the footage we need except for the money shot.
Yeah.
We're missing the money shot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've had some great times. We've had some near misses, you know, but we're still, as we're creeping towards the end of our season here, we just...
We're running out of time.
We're running out of time. We haven't connected.
So we've... It's not for lack of seeing bears. It's,
no.
You know, it's nothing to go out and see a dozen bears. It's just finding the right one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... And the right... Yeah, the right setup and...
Setup.
And absolutely.
Yeah. We did find that one, the one I missed there. So, you know, that's kind of... We got all that on...
It's great. I mean, great footage, I think. Yeah, everything looks really good. But it would be nice to actually connect.
What color would you have called that, the first one, the one we were actually after?
Well, the first one we seen in that meadow kind of field? It must have been like a really deep chocolate. It was a big bear, and in the right light, it almost looked black, but it wasn't black. When the sun came through the... kind of the longer guard hairs or whatever, it's definitely had kind of that chocolate color to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so from what I understand with bears is that they'll get a little bit darker each year as they get older. And judging from the size of that, I mean, that was a big bear. That first one was a big bear.
Yeah.
It might have been a grizz. No, it wasn't a grizz. It was really, really pretty. And so it would have been such a deep chocolate color, I think, once we got up onto it. But that didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
No. So instead, it was this really cute little, not little. I mean, it was a good sized bear still, but it was a not as big as the one that was in there that we were trying to make a play on. But it was kind of a orangey blonde, wasn't
real,
it?
Real, real pretty bear. Yeah,
really, really pretty bear. And it was very much acting as a boar, you know, walking around and marking. And so it would have been a really nice one to connect with, but it wasn't in the cards.
No.
So we're going to keep playing our hands. So, well, I mean, I'm going to have to.
I got to go back to work in the morning. So I don't know if I'll. I think the season will be done when I.
Oh God! So I've got all the pressure on me.
You got all the pressure on you.
You know, otherwise we got to do something crazy or something to finish off this little thing. We have been working the entire bear season to just get this. This was our goal, was to come up with a really cool video to kick off our YouTube channel, get it up on the website. So we're gonna have to think of something crazy.
I got 2 days.
That's all you need, man. I mean, we offer 5-day-long bear hunts, and we know the other three are just fluff.
Yeah.
Really,
we can
get it done in 2 days.
We can do this. We'll get out again.
We'll see.
And you know what? I've been hunting with my black powder.
Right.
So that handicaps you a bit.
No, absolutely. And we did actually, I didn't get it all filmed. I took a few pictures as I went. I didn't want to add the pressure, so my son Brock and I went out, and this is going to be his first bear, his first big game animal. We've spent some time together, and we had a very, very close call. We had seen a bear in a burn area he must have been 3 miles away when we seen him, and that's exactly what Brock wanted. He wanted, he wanted the big stock. He wanted to do a lot of hiking. So we strapped on our packs and got everything ready and started on the march. We found the bear, and everything was playing out perfectly. Got him all set up. He was out on a snag. He had a really good rest. The bear was 130 yards away. And right before he got lined up, that bear was stopping at every dandelion patch. Like it would nibble off the tops of dandelions and move to the next one. Mm-hmm. Anyway, by the time he got lined up, I told him just wait till he stops and then line up on him once you get him stopped, and it's a broadside shot, and we were all ready. The bear never stopped. So he made it into a creek bottom. So I tried to watch where he was moving in the creek bottom. Of course, there's willows and all kinds of stuff, and I was trying to keep my eyes on him, but once the movement stopped, I decided to just kind of make a play down there. So we quietly made our way, just inching, and at about 30 yards he stood up, and beautiful bear, probably right in around that 6-foot range. He stood up, looked at us. He had a nice big white chevron on his chest. He dropped down onto all fours, took about 2 quick strides, and then he stood with his front legs up on a blowdown and looked back our direction. I let Brock know that, this is your shot. And it's about a 30-yard shot. He shouldered. He had his safety clicked off. I mean, for a young newbie hunter, he was an absolute. It was a natural. He was shouldered, ready to go. And I told him, hold on his shoulder and let him have it. And it was about the count of 2. And he fired. When I seen the woody debris fly and the bear leave, I had a pretty good idea. I knew what happened. There was a kind of a blackened from the fire, because it was in a forest fire area. There was a blackened root that was kind of up in the air that actually really fit right into the bear's shoulder perfectly. And when you stood back and took a look at it, clearly it looked as though that was part of the bear's shoulder when he shot. So unfortunately, he wasn't able to connect, but it was a great, great time out there. He's definitely got the bug. He already wants to know when we're headed out again. So it was exciting. It was a great father-son time. And it was a really good opportunity for him to see just what can happen when you're out there. I mean, you never really, really know. It turned out, from being a 130-yard kind of shot where you were set up and the bear didn't know you were there, to within 10 minutes, suddenly, it was a 30-yard shot and the bear was very aware. So it was super cool. I definitely one of the most memorable hunts I've ever had to date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was great.
Good for him. He's getting the bug, and he's, hopefully this fall we can get him out there and chase some more critters.
that brings us to the whole borders and everything. I mean, as guides and outfitters, were highly affected, dependent and affected by what's going on with these borders. Of course, the spring bear season has been a complete bust. They're now looking at, what is it, possibly July 21st? Is that what it is? They keep pushing it back every time. So, I mean, we're all, everybody's very concerned. We're all sitting on the edges of our chairs waiting to see how this plays out. You know, we're all hoping that this border opens up because to go into your fall season and have that be a complete kind of bust, you know, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, like not only us too, but, you know, Banff and all those touristy type towns,
Whistler, absolutely.
You know, they're got to be losing tons of money.
Oh God! You know, I mean, it's I mean, there's certain things that you're going to still have to pay for. It's just the bottom line.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Even if it's the basic stuff, right? You know, and that's your source of income, and even just the most basic stuff, and it gets pretty tough pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, not fun at all.
We have a herd of horses, but not like some outfitters. Some outfitters got, you know, big herds of horses. They still got to get fed, and you know, bills got to still get paid, right? So, yeah, no, I just really hope everything clears up and they open the borders.
Yeah, yeah, I don't.
Something's got to give.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what this will all end up looking like. It's gonna. I mean, as time marches on, we're getting a better idea, but whether or not it's a vaccination or whether or not it's, you know. Who really knows? And you know, this could be just a little bit of a warning, like going, hey, you think this one's bad? You just wait till the next fucking one comes.
I know.
I mean, if this thing mutates in one direction or another.
Yeah.
You know, like it could be crazy.
Yeah. I don't even want to think of that.
So, I mean, every day, I guess, is one day closer to them, you know, hopefully finding some sort of a vaccine if that's possible. But in the meantime, I haven't been paying close attention to the numbers, but I know there's places where it's getting pretty freaking crazy out there.
Yeah. And all the riots and everything, you know, it's just...
And those aren't slowing down.
No.
In some places, in fact, they're gaining momentum. And I heard there was some cities in the U.S. where Antifa has just literally taken over an area and they've now named it something different.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. I should watch the news a little more often.
Yeah, no, they just literally claimed like a bunch of buildings and shit and we're like, okay, this is the place of whatever. Huh. And we've just claimed it.
Wow.
And it's now ours. You know, and right now everybody's afraid to do anything. It's I can't even imagine what it'd be like to be down there. I mean, we're just not the type of people you're going to find down there, maybe at a hunting show or something, but we're not going to stay down there.
Yeah.
So, so it's hard to imagine, but, it's craziness. It's, I don't know where or when that's going to ever slow down. I hope and pray for everybody involved that, you know, that some type of, you know, smart moves are made and I mean, this is absolutely crazy.
It's just scary shit, you know.
It is.
This day and age, it's just, you know. Ah.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's nuts. It's a crazy world out there right now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, now Yellowstone will go pop, and then then everything will really go nuts.
You had to say that.
Oh, God. It's a crazy year.
Yeah.
Crazy. Was this like on the Mayan calendar, some shit? Was there something else? Did Nostradamus talk about 2020? Is it like something? Something?
Because we started out with like rail blockages.
Yeah.
And the virus.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's.
Because now that gas line is like a.
Yeah. No, but that's the way it is. I mean, even in some places, I mean, we're not even really talking about the virus anymore because the looting and the riots have been such a big deal that's almost taken a back seat. You know, with something that's infecting like literally thousands upon thousands of people daily, you know, it's just crazy. So I don't know. I mean, you're pointing at me.
No, I was letting you finish there. I'd cut you off.
I just want to see all this end in a really good way. And hopefully there's some sort of positive outcome in one manner or another.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Let's hope.
LEHs are out. Did you,
I did check, yeah.
So?
Yeah, I'm a loser. Oh. I'm pretty much a loser almost every year. It's terrible. It's fucking rigged. It's all fucking rigged. God, on the internet goes crazy with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got a whitetail doe.
Oh yeah.
Right here. First year they've had the whitetail doe. Yeah. So Amy got nothing again.
I think only the cool kids got nothing.
Yeah.
I think they threw you guys a bone because they didn't want you feeling bad, but they know that we're pretty self-confident people. We can handle the rejection. So they hand out the rejection to those that can handle it. well, congratulations.
Yeah. Dad got an elk, late season elk, and so did Big Mustache Wayne there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Elk. So hopefully we can get him up and do something. And then a few other elk draws in the group, like the group of friends here and stuff.
Right.
Scotty got a moose draw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So a few, nothing, no big time stuff, though.
Yeah.
But, well.
Well, that's the draw. And it is what it is, whether it's good, bad, or whatever. It's worked in this province, and it continues to work. And in most cases, not in all, but it's what we got to work with.
I'll just have to eat hot dogs, I guess.
Until that supply chain's broken.
Yeah.
You'd be making your own hot dogs. You got a bunch of bacon seeds running around out there right now.
Yeah, they're doing good. We moved them today.
Yeah.
And, but it's muddy out there.
So yeah. Yeah. All that
It'd be
rain.
Great if the sun come out. The pigs would just love that mud. But,
yeah.
What was I going to say? I've been doing some fishing.
Yeah.
Got out a couple times fishing.
I haven't done that yet, but I should.
So I almost got two Father's Days.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're like two times the father.
I'm that good.
You're that good. Double a father.
World's greatest dad. not this weekend, but the weekend before.
Yeah.
That's when it says Father's Day on my work calendar.
Oh.
So they screwed up, right?
Oh.
So we thought it was like last weekend.
Oh, I see.
And get up in the morning and,
Father's Day, what does dad want to do?
The whole Father's Day thing, right? And, this and that. And almost got breakfast made for me. And then they figured out it wasn't Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Amy called her dad to wish him Father's Day, and he's like, what are you talking about?
Busted.
It's not till next weekend.
Busted.
So we ended up going fishing anyways that day.
Yeah.
Had a blast. Caught a bunch of trout.
Good.
And then we went again this Sunday.
Yeah.
Real Father's Day.
Yes.
And I got my breakfast.
Oh, did you?
Pancakes with huckleberries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had a bag of huckleberries left from last year. So.
Nice.
Yeah, pancakes and bacon and huckleberries. And
nice.
Yeah, went fishing for the afternoon, caught a bunch of fish. And then last night we went again. We went to 10 Mile for kokanee. Got a few kokanee.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I got to get out there and do some more of that kokanee fishing. Those are such nice fish.
They're great fish.
Mm-hmm.
Great fish. And I it'd be great if you could find those places. I know there's some lakes here in British Columbia where they'll get to be a few pounds, like 2-3 pounds.
Yeah.
That would be incredible. The kokanee I'm used to are like not as big as the ones you got. You sent me some pictures. Those are some nice fish.
Yeah, no, the ones we got were about a pound.
Yeah.
So
that's
that's a beauty fish. So.
Absolutely.
We'll get out there once bear season's over here and we'll maybe catch some kokanee.
And as soon as we turn on this camera, we're not going to catch a damn thing.
No,
that's always the way it goes.
But we had fun doing that. And dad happened to come down this weekend. So
good.
He was here, brought me down a bunch of lumber for the other side of my barn.
Okay.
Milled me up a bunch of lumber and that. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah. It was a short visit, but he's leaving in the morning. So
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes those short ones are good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I didn't work him like I normally work him when he comes down. He's like, well, I like doing it. I'm like, well, Dad, you can come down and just visit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't have to do all these big projects. Well, if you don't have me there, you won't get them done. No, he didn't say that. But yeah, we did some bunch of trim on the house there.
Yeah.
Farted around with the bees. We got a new nuke. Of bees,
yeah,
so new hive going there, yeah. I don't know anything else lots new of, with you.
Lots of other little stuff,
fencing and
Yeah, there's always things happening. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
But we should, just one sec here, we should take a quick look at our emails.
Okay.
Okay, well, now we've done that.
Well, at least we don't have any hard questions to answer.
Yeah, or
like, what if they were skill testing? See, I screwed that up even.
Skill testing.
Or hate mail?
Hate mail, yeah.
Yeah. Hate the way you look.
The hate mail.
Smell funny.
We're just going to have to email each other.
We should.
You suck.
But we have to have aliases.
This is the worst podcast I've ever listened to.
Well, that's what we say. We're the best waste of your time.
That's right.
Anyway, so, if you do have a question out there, feel free to email us, you know, if you got nothing else to do. Dicks. Anyway, I'm sure they'll come rolling in any day now. One of the things we can kind of quickly talk about, we've talked about the LEH, and there's going to be a kind of a new topic here in British Columbia that's been going on, and that's been the increase of antlerless moose tags. And that's something as I'm a little bit passionate about, and the direction that our fearless government has decided to go with this. I know there's some science behind it. I get it. But anyway, I've got an opinion about this as well.
Well, my opinion's the same. I just, they do such stupid stuff.
Yeah. So, like the wildlife management. So in a nutshell, and trust me, if somebody's out there and they're listening and they're like, oh, you missed this point, you missed that point, you dumbass. Yeah, well, maybe I did, right? Like,
Send us an email.
We'll get right on it. We'll answer you as soon as we can.
Yeah.
You know, like there is going to be some other aspects to this, and maybe I'm not getting every point, but it doesn't matter. This is our show. So we're gonna bring it to you the way we understand it. If you can, you know, definitely, if we're completely off the mark here, let us know. But I think we got it a little bit figured out. So basically what we're looking at for this year was there was a slight increase in cow moose tags. Now, there wasn't that many. We do know that there was some, I guess you'd call it propaganda, I guess, floating around the internet, Facebook, you know, and they'd show like two little baby calves that were like, you know, 3 weeks old. And they would talk about a cow and a calf, you know, cull and stuff like that. And of course that got people fired up, but it got people fired up on either side. And I understand why, you know, people wanted to get this straight, because the anti-hunters are just sitting there on the sidelines, you know, and feeding this, going, you know, look at this, they're killing moose calves. Like, we're not going to kill a friggin' calf that's a month old, mm-hmm. you know? So anyway, that all that stuff you've seen floating around the internet, it's all that part of it's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's definitely bullshit. But basically what this kind of pertains to is our caribou here in British Columbia. And as quite a few people might know, our mountain caribou are hurting. And in some places, they're going to basically be eradicated. They're going to be extinct, mm-hmm. right? We just won't have them in some areas anymore. So what our, you know, what our highly intelligent, well-thought-out government has decided is that what they wanted to do in some limited areas around British Columbia was increase the cow moose draws for that area, and calves in some cases. Mm-hmm. And the basic science, I mean, again, this is a chopped up version of it, but if there's caribou in the alpine above the areas that these cow calves will be found, if they increase those tags, they are reducing food supply to the wolves. Therefore, when the wolves are kind of finished chewing on the caribou for the year and decide to go to the valley bottoms and start eating some moose, the moose will no longer be there, or at least not in as high a numbers. And then the wolves will simply move on. Hmm. On to where? I don't know. The moon? Maybe they're going to go to the moon. That's what it is. There is a rocket ship that the BC government, John Horgan himself, is going to pilot this rocket ship, and he's going to bring the wolves to the moon. He's going to release them.
That's good.
And they're going to be happy.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, there's like very little gravity there. They can run forever. They're never going to get tired. They're just going to keep running around the moon. So, yeah, I mean, there's really no, you know, that's kind of almost where the science stops, right? Like, it's almost like, okay, so when they come down, right, and they go to eat a moose calf, right, and they're not there, right, they're going to move on. To fucking what? Squirrels? You know, so
they just go find more moose.
Yeah, or caribou or whatever.
Then they'll eat the caribou.
So anyway, I guess there has been a couple of times that or attempts at this within the province. There's some places where they're calling it a success. There's other places where they're not calling it a success. But the bottom line is my concern here is that the province, you know, maybe I would say maybe the past, say, six, seven, eight years, somewhere in there. There's been places throughout the province that's really been promoting, you know, saving the cow moose. There's a lot of those respect the cow moose signs that are showing up, not only in Region 5 where they started, but I've started to see them up in Region 7. And there's been a lot of people that, you know, actually, you know, they're listening to that, right? They're understanding that having these cows out here are important. And so we now have, you know, the real hunters out there on the land that are going, hey, look, I mean, our moose population throughout British Columbia, for whatever reason, whether it's loss of habitat, feed, predation, whatever, but I mean, they're, you know, they're getting smacked pretty hard. So, hey, let's save the mamas. That's a pretty good idea, isn't it? You know, you might only need one bull to cover, you know, 10 cows or whatever, but let's save every damn cow that we can.
Mm-hmm. Only seems logical.
Well, seems pretty simple.
Right.
So instead, what we're running into is we've seen this increase. And like I said, there's some really smart guys that have said, hey, look, this is why we're doing what we're doing. I get it. And you know what? When it comes to numbers, when it comes to science, it's your cut on it, right? It's your slice of it. That's the, you know, the message you want to share with it. The way I look at it is that we're robbing from one population to try and pay the next population. So to rob from the moose in order to try and look after them, it just doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. If either the bull moose if the moose was going up there and had an effect on the caribou within their habitat, or were pushing them around, or were eating their food or whatever. Okay. That makes sense. Right. Maybe if the moose decided that they were going to prey upon the caribou and they were actually the secret killers. Okay. I get that. Right. Let's start reducing some of their numbers. But it's not them. It's the wolves. The wolves, and in some cases and in many cases, it's going to be bears as well. You know, bears can hammer the hell out of caribou calves. But in most cases, we're looking at wolves. So instead of going out there and hammering this population of moose that has already kind of been brought to its knees for what reasons we don't understand here in British Columbia, why the fuck would this fucking government think that this was a good idea?
Why do they think a lot of things are a good idea? You know,
yeah,
the grizzly bear.
And that's exactly, that was kind of my next point. We're taking lead from a dipshit that decided that grizzly bears were endangered. Yeah, they're not in downtown Vancouver, fuckhead, you know, but they damn sure are up here, and we're seeing more and more of them all the time. And guess what? They're eating caribou too.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just, you know, so to have any faith in their decision making after that type of a decision is being made, you know, I've got no faith in anything that they do right now. I do not believe that the British Columbia government can manage wildlife properly within this province. I just don't believe it's the case. In most cases, it has just not been the case. You know, I think we've seen so many years where we've really had the gravy as far as it goes to wildlife in British Columbia. We have so many different species and the populations are always doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
That I personally think that we probably didn't have to answer a lot of the really hard questions because we were just never put there.
Yeah, exactly.
So and yeah. now we're seeing the result of that.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of some floundering around and okay, that didn't work, so let's try this, let's try that, and that's not to shit on all the biologists that are working really hard, you know, and I realize that some are going to be for this and some are going to be opposed to it. I just cannot bring myself to say that killing more cow moose as well as any calves that are going to be killed is the answer to this one. There's a very simple answer: kill the predators.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know what? I'm no big time biologist. I haven't spent the last 15 years at UBC, but I think if you took out a few of the predators, I think we'd see an increase in calves.
Yeah. Well, wolves can't eat caribou if they're dead.
Yeah. There you go.
Long story short.
That's easy. Look at that. That was so simple.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the cure. Right there. Dead wolves.
More caribou, more moose, more, you know.
Exactly. So when this government, even right now, and a lot of the cow moose tags that are available, it's not the breeding science or anything. It's not the numbers that way. It's kind of an opportunity deal, right? They're going to keep that hunt where they can limp by with it because it keeps some of the hunters happy because it's an opportunity hunt.
Yeah.
Okay, so we start hammering the shit out of some of the predators like we should, and guess what? There's a lot more to go around. So you're not killing old mama cow because there's plenty of 2-point spike fork bulls running around out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about kind of, you know, some sort of proper management. And like I said in the past, and I truly believe now, you know, there it should be against the law that politicians are able to use our wildlife for their agendas.
Oh, that's a whole nother...
But this, you know, I mean, the bottom line is this is all part of it.
Like yeah.
It's all part of it.
What they did there with the grizzly bears should have, that's disgusting.
No, it is.
You know.
It is. And you get one dipshit government come in,
mm-hmm.
and they go and they piss around with things and they make a complete mess of shit.
Do you think now, right now, he gives two shits about them grizzly bears?
No. Oh, who's that? Mr. Slick-haired Mr. Horgan?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No, they don't mean a damn thing to him. He's moved on to the next thing. Whatever the hell makes him look sexy in front of the Vancouverites, that's what this is about. That's
He's
all.
He's working on getting his freaking par on the fifth hole. In the,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah. No, it's horseshit. And I would tell him that right to his face if I ever get the opportunity. It's all complete bullshit. There's zero science behind any of it. So
that could be the starter to our YouTube channel.
What's that?
Screw you, Horgan.
I mean, I doubt he listens to this podcast, but he might.
Just a quick thing there. When is the new hunting regulations come out?
Is it this year?
This year? June?
I'm not sure.
So I mean, maybe there's something in there on this up in the moose.
What do you mean?
Well, it could be like an open season on the calf in there.
Yeah. No, you're right. Like yeah, there could be an increase. Yeah.
Yeah. Never thought of that.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to find it on the LEHs.
No, you're right. Yeah. Well, and some of those, so basically what it was is what I seen as far as it goes to an increase of when it comes to calves. I think that was like, was it Revelstoke or somewhere? It's not right in front of me right now, but it was definitely somewhere. And so it basically they lumped cow calves together for whatever reason. Maybe that was part of the draw. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, it just as much as the whole calf season, I don't care where it's at, horseshit. And the cow moose kill right now, horseshit. And that's just what it is. You're not going to change my mind. You're not going to tell me that it has anything to do with the cow bull ratio or anything. Like, it just does not make sense to me. You know what? If it is, I guess if I seen a bull out there and he had like 20 cows wrapped around him and he's like, oh my God, I'm so horny, but I don't know which one to jump on. Okay, fine. Fine. If I seen that, I don't happen. See that. It doesn't happen.
No.
Doesn't happen. These bulls don't have to be 40, 45, 50-inch bulls in order to climb on a cow. If they got a set of balls hanging between their legs, they can climb on a cow.
Yeah.
So, you know, plenty of times what we see up here in central British Columbia is a lot of this breeding happens in the darkest of timber, and it's just a bull that comes across a cow. Like, she might kind of protest a little bit, maybe if she thinks he's small. You know, if she's a bit of a size queen, then fine. But eventually, if he keeps following her, and she comes into heat, he's going to climb on, he's going to do his job, and he's going to move on.
She's going to stop for a bite of grass sometime.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, I mean, if it ever did come down, and I understand that in populations with deer, that can happen, but I've never seen it with moose right now.
Their number counts are so off, they wouldn't know anyways, even if it was a bull to cow thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No, I mean, those everything about it, you could argue, and I get that we have to have something. I get that we have to have some kind of a base. I'm just not convinced that the ones doing it right now are the ones that should continue doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I might not have all the answers, but maybe we need some sort of third-party, basically wildlife biologist-backed management group or association that strictly sticks to the science. And at the very least, they're used to consult. You know, the government, maybe the government still uses their guys, whatever. I mean, I've dealt with plenty of government biologists that they've got their own agendas. And mm-hmm. and again, I know that. I've looked mm-hmm. into their eyes. I've talked to them. And whether they're anti-bear hunting or they're anti-sheep hunting or anti-outfitter or anti-resident, whatever it is, doesn't matter, you know. So maybe what we need is that third-party kind of consulting, somebody that steps up that goes, you know, this is, you know, this is an alternate view. You know, take a look at this. What do you think? Because right now, management in British Columbia is just, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. We can't just keep focusing on these short-term fixes, you know, and just opening up opportunity that really doesn't exist. You know, mm-hmm. when the numbers aren't there, we can't just keep doing this. It just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Year after year after year, and the numbers keep getting lower and lower and lower.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Yeah. When are people going to wake up and go, what, we got to do something different here?
Yeah, you know, we gotta, I, you know, what about, you know, smaller zones and, well, definitely more research, right?
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
Go
ahead.
You look at 513.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a huge zone.
It is, yeah.
And how in the hell can you know what's going on in that zone?
Yeah,
that
zone. It's pretty difficult.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, so.
Well, when it comes down to single digit numbers of animals, yeah. Right? Like when you've got an area that big and, you know, it's one thing if we're talking populations that are so large that you can make decisions that way. But when things start to really tighten up and you've got a large landmass out there and things are tightening up that much, when we're talking about, I mean, how many moose tags are available right now in that area? Like a couple? One, two, it's not very many.
Which
in 513?
One per season.
Yeah. So
513C is one, so four tags.
Yeah.
And then.
Okay. So
yeah, there's like.
Like literally a handful on a huge chunk of ground.
Yeah.
So if that's the case in my mind, you know, then that tells me that there's an issue. There's it's very difficult to obviously manage properly. And so the numbers have tightened up. And truth be told, now we haven't been out this year bear hunting this spring the way we typically are. We didn't book, you know, 10, 15 bear hunts. We weren't going nonstop from, say, May 10th right through till now. You know, that just hasn't been the case. Everything's been pretty quiet. We've gone out when we can. We've been busy working. But we've gone out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think I've seen more bulls this year than I have in the previous 5-6 years easily. Mm-hmm. You know, I have seen a pile of bulls in an area right now currently that they're kind of saying there isn't any.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not suggesting that suddenly we should just go open up our backyard here and say, hey, everybody, come over here and kill a bull. I'm just saying that anybody's got a draw out there right now, you're one of a few, you know, be very, you know, you're very lucky. You're going to tag out. Unless you really shit the bed somewhere, you know, you're going to tag out. I mean, I've seen a pile of bulls. Mm-hmm. I've seen cows, calves, everybody's looking good. We've seen the odd ticky one coming out of winter, but for the most part, everything's looking really, really good. So I don't know where some of these numbers are coming in from. And I know, obviously, what they're going to want to do is they're going to want to err on the side of conservation, and that's the way it should be. But that's the way it should be with proper science and proper numbers.
That's right.
Not just friggin' a hope and a wish.
Yeah.
So, and as far as it goes to this LEH, you know, cow draw thing, that's all this is. It, as far as I'm concerned, this is some bullshit movement to try and say, hey, we're doing the best we can here for the caribou. It's all shit, you know? And if you're right now down in Vancouver and you happen to be listening to this, I mean, I'd love it if everybody down there would listen to this show. You know, you've got to be okay with us killing some wolves up here. You know, and even as far as it goes to bears, I mean, bears are kind of slipping in under the wire here. Nobody's even talking about them. And bears are killers.
Bears are killers. Yeah.
Predators. They're predators. Plenty of black bears and grizzly bears out there. They're killing moose calves. They're killing caribou calves. They're killing fawns right off the does. So, you know, I realize it could be really hard for our government to say, well, we're going to increase the number of bear tags to 3 within these valleys because we... No, I understand that. But I think, you know, with the way social media is going, and we've got some great, like, say, Facebook pages out there, isn't it the... Is it BC Hunting? Mm-hmm. BC Hunting? Is that kind of one of the main ones? But let's face it, if a few guys came together, a couple of the proper guys came together and said, hey, guys, let's do our part. If you're leaving... I don't care where, Port Coquitlam, and you're coming up into the interior to hunt a bear, how about you go here to hunt it? Let's take a bit of pride in going into some of these spots where the bear numbers are high, and they're actually doing damage to the caribou herds. Let's do our part. Mm-hmm. You know what? And how about tag yourself? Tag yourself where you're at. Hey, one more for the caribou. Yeah, came all the way up. I traveled up from Revelstoke, and I came up into the BC interior, and we killed a black bear here. We killed 2 black bears, you know, whatever it is. And I think everybody should, you know, get behind that. And that's something that as hunters we could actually do, you know, and we could actually make a bit of movement towards something like that and promote it and just get some more people out there. Just get some more people out there hunting bears, knowing that they're doing good, knowing that they're doing their part for the caribou. Forget this other bullshit about killing cows. Like, it's just complete bullshit, you know, and if you got a draw and you take one, I ain't hating on you. I just, you know, it's a legal thing to do right now. Mm-hmm. It's bullshit is all. And it's mismanagement. So I would much rather see something where, you know, some of our guys head out and they just start going, hey, you know, British Columbia is a big province, but there's a lot of hunters here. And if we start doing our part, you know, maybe it's a black bear, maybe it's a wolf, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, let's start targeting some of these areas and start getting a little bit more pressure on some of these predators that are putting so much pressure on the caribou herds. Because in some places, we're buggered anyway.
Yeah.
That's just the truth of it.
Yeah.
And the government is so worried about wolf cull. Like, they're so worried about getting culled out. It's such a bunch of horse shit.
Yeah. No, they need to... Grow a backbone and
yeah, and if it was based on science, yeah, how do you argue that?
Yeah,
but they've already shown that with the grizzly bear, we're willing to do whatever, you know, urbanites tell us to do, even though they don't know what the fuck to do. But we're gonna act on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy. All we got to do is say, okay, look, this is a science based management system. Period. That's it. It's about the numbers. You want to be able to enjoy mountain caribou. You want to be able to take your family into Wells Gray or whatever and go for a hike and see, you know, the majestic mountain caribou out there running on the tundra or whatever. This is the fuck what has to happen.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and don't jam it into anybody's face. Don't, you know, the government isn't out there posting on Facebook or Instagram or some shit. Just come up with your plan. It's all science-based management and let's move forward with this shit. Mm-hmm. It's fucking 2020. You know, like we shouldn't be friggin', you know, managing like this is, you know, 1952. It's just, it's a different place.
Well, if it was 1952, we'd be poisoning them fucking wolves.
That's right.
And the caribou would be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't even know if that's, I just know that there's things we can do. We have tools. The tools are available. It's just the government's got to grow a pair and, step aside, really. Step aside, some sort of, you know, new management has to come into place, science-based management, and, you know, they have to come forward and say, okay, look, this is what we've determined. This is what should be done. This is the course of action. And that's it. You know, let's keep British Columbia as amazing as it once was, you know, instead of just constantly, it's like sand through your fingers, right? We're just losing it in so many different populations. It's not just the caribou. Caribou just happened to be, you know, the flavor of the day right now. That's all. So.
And they're a very fragile species.
They are. Yeah.
And, you know, very susceptible to.
Absolutely.
Lots of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's been times in the past. I mean, I know even just out west here where, you know, our forestries allowed guys to go in there and literally just chop the fuck out of caribou habitat. Where caribou have been seen coming down into the cut blocks looking for their food source and being chased around by fucking wolves. Mm-hmm. This has happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys that are out there logging have witnessed it. They've seen it happen. That right there, again, complete mismanagement. All bullshit, right? The caribou habitat should have been thought of before, you know, a timber company.
Oh, yeah. No.
But, you know.
It's all dollars and cents.
Again, I swear that because you're kind of you've when you've got these big timber companies, and of course we need them out there. And again, you know, having these big timber companies, it's important. You know, they make jobs, they keep BC, you know, going around. I get that, but proper management again needs to be in place. So if you're in caribou habitat, you're like, whoa, wait a minute here. Have you guys heard the mountain caribou? They're kind of hurting here in British Columbia. Maybe don't make their grocery store there a fucking parking lot. You fucking idiots. A parking lot that they get chased around by fucking dogs in. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, don't know where it's all going to end up. Obviously this year it'll be very interesting, to hear, obviously we don't make the rules here. We don't make the authorizations. So we're just going to have to sit back and watch how this all plays out. Definitely, we've got some input. Where we do have input, we have to make it. We have to make it heard, whether that's signing a petition, just getting out there, just talking to other people, informing some of the public of what's going on, I think is really important. Ultimately, you know, this one, it's happened. It's in the books right now. Come this fall, we're going to see what kind of happens. My intuition tells me that it's all going to be just for naught. You know, they might say, oh, Jesus, look at that. We saved Rudolph, you know. Dasher and Dancer will live another year or whatever the fuck, right? But I just don't believe that this is the solution. I don't believe this is a long-term solution at all. So that's yet to be written. We'll find out.
Yeah. No, it's just... I'm speechless.
You don't fucking see. And meanwhile, this one's definitely a little bit, you know, hot under my collar. You know, one of the things I have heard of in over the years has been, you know, just there's been concern over, you know, some of the First Nations communities killing cows. And, you know what, that's their right, that's their food, that's their sustenance, and that's the way I see it. So to have this, I mean, this is kind of almost, I'm sorry, but the bottom line is almost food right out from their freezer, mm-hmm. sort of deal. I think if there was a surplus, that's kind of where it's got to go. And I'm not beating one drum over another, it's not what I'm doing. I just see that if they're going to get pressure in that direction, we don't need to add to it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I think that this is a complete fuck up again. And it drives me crazy when I see these come down the pipe. And, like I said, I know there's some science behind it. I get it. I just don't buy into it. That's all. You know, you get some people out there that still swear up and down that the earth is flat and they've got all the information that they can share with you and try and change your mind and try and get you to see things the way that they do. The bottom line is it's not fucking flat. Right? And by killing a cow fucking moose, you're not saving a caribou calf. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So
kill the predators.
That's right. That's all we gotta do. We gotta focus on the predators.
You know what? Just hammer at the predators and
let's see what happens from there.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Where's the downside to that? Where the fuck is there a downside?
Did I already say this?
I don't know.
A dead wolf doesn't eat caribou.
Yeah, you did say that. That's great. I mean, that's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's a fucking t-shirt. You got to write that down.
Yeah.
It's a fucking t-shirt idea. We'll sell them and help save caribou. Yeah, it's just fucking crazy, you know, and there is no downside to that. There's fucking zero downside compared to killing moose. So, but whatever. I don't know that anybody that really gives a shit or can make any change is going to be listening to us. But if you do, feel free to email us. We will answer your email.
Yeah. Where's the crickets?
It's gonna happen though. We keep doing this, it's gonna happen.
So we got anything else we need to talk about here?
I don't know. I guess I'm gonna also try and get out a couple days here.
You try and get out.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
And then we've got 2 days left when I'm done and
we'll, yeah.
You know.
Oh, we love leaving it to the last second.
Yeah.
That's what we love to do. I've got some more work I gotta do on our guiding website. That's not yet done. Hopefully this week we're going to be a lot closer. You know, we've kind of got it sort of basically set up, but there's a lot of changes that have to happen on it, and we'll get that dialed. Yeah, and then we'll kind of go from there.
All right. Well, should we
I think my rant has gone on long enough.
Caller a night?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, man.
Alrighty.
All right.
Stay hard.
Stay hard, my friend.